Since the recent mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, the community there has been so inundated with teddy bears and other donations that it has asked people to please stop sending gifts. The story is similar in New York and New Jersey. Their relief groups are still trying to figure out what to do with the piles of clothes and other items that were donated after Superstorm Sandy. It's understandable. In the aftermath of a disaster, people want to help, but they often donate things that turn out to be more of a burden. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, aid groups are now trying to find a better way to channel so many good intentions.
Juanita Rilling remembers it all too well. It was 1988, and she was a disaster specialist trying to get help to hurricane victims in Honduras.
And one morning I received a call from one of our logistics operators, and he explained to me that they had a cargo plane loaded with medical supplies that needed to land.
But the tarmac was full, with piles of other donations that no one had requested. The plane that was really needed had to find someplace else to go.
And it ended up upending everyone's plans by about 48 hours, which is critical time in a disaster.
Rilling now runs the Center for International Disaster Information, which is trying to make sure that things like that don't happen again. But they do, over and over. By some estimates, about 60% of items donated after a disaster can't be used. Often it's clothing and food, but sometimes it's things that make you wonder, like chandeliers and high-heeled shoes. When Superstorm Sandy hit, Rilling's group and others launched this ad campaign.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most?
The answer, the ad said, is cash.
Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
But Leah Fetter says that's just not how things work.
What we saw early on is that people didn't want to just be sending cash.
She's with Occupy Sandy, the Occupy Wall Street offshoot that's been on the front lines of providing relief to those affected by Superstorm Sandy.
People's hearts cry out, and they really want to be able to help, and they want to be able to help in the way that feels as concrete as possible.
Which, of course, is the challenge. Like other relief groups, Occupy Sandy was quickly overwhelmed with used clothes. But no one wants to discourage donors, so a volunteer had an idea. Why not set up something like a wedding registry on Amazon.com, where people could buy items that were actually needed, like face masks and dehumidifiers and cleaning supplies? Fetter says it's worked so well that Occupy Sandy has now set up another registry with businesses in the disaster area so they too can benefit.
People still have that opportunity to choose what it is that they're purchasing, so they're not just giving money to an amorphous, unidentifiable pool.
Megan O'Hara, who handles in-kind donations for the American Red Cross, says it's an intriguing idea. She knows that some people are wary of giving cash, no matter how much groups like hers insist they can provide relief more effectively and at a lower cost. And she doesn't think that the urge to give something tangible can or should be completely stopped.
Part of what people are doing is they're helping. They're trying to help. What we need to figure out is how to effectively handle that.
So one thing the Red Cross has been doing since Superstorm Sandy is to monitor social media sites.
Here's one. So this person is asking, are there any requests for this elemental formula?
Wendy Harmon says if she sees someone, say, tweeting about filling a truck with donations, she'll contact that person to make sure they know that the items are really needed and where they should go.
So that they don't drive across the country and get really disappointed.
The Red Cross will also suggest alternatives, such as holding a garage sale and sending the proceeds instead. In cases like the Newtown shootings, Megan O'Hara says they suggest that people help one of their local charities in honor of the victims, rather than sending another teddy bear. But she admits it's not always an easy message to get across.
That's the tough part. How do you tell someone that's really not the best thing when all they want to do is help?
Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.